so much for yesterday's breakthrough in Afghanistan. In a couple of minutes, we'll be speaking with MIT's Neil Gershenfeld on the latest digital revolution. But we start today in Afghanistan, where old rivalries derailed yesterday's advance toward peace talks. Today, Afghan President Hamid Karzai announced he's suspending negotiations with Washington over an agreement on U.S. troops. Hours earlier, the Taliban claimed responsibility for an attack on a military base that killed four American troops. This is the day after the American military formally handed over control of security to Afghanistan. And all three sides, Afghanistan government, the U.S., and the Taliban, agreed to peace talks in Doha, Qatar. Ernesto Londano is in Kabul. Ernesto, we understand that one of the reasons Karzai was so angry today was because of the Taliban's new office?
Absolutely. There had been, you know, extensive conversations about the fact that the Taliban was going to appear in Doha tomorrow behind a podium and sort of make their first appearance that would mark the beginning of peace talks. However, when we saw the first images of that new office, there were two striking things. On the one hand, they displayed the flag of the Taliban, which, you know, brings back many sour memories to many Afghans here. And they also spoke before a banner that included the name the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, which is what the Taliban used to call the country when it ran it a decade ago. That infuriated the Karzai administration, and it appears to have been the reason that he pulled the plug on it this morning.
Well, and what about the Taliban attack on a base, a rocket attack that killed four Americans? It was understood that the U.S. had demanded that the Taliban make a statement about launching attacks. But what had they promised? Have they violated their promise?
No, this very initial step toward peace talks just included the Taliban opening an office and making a statement in which they agreed with the principle that the country shouldn't be used to launch attacks on other countries. And the Taliban made it very clear last night that they would continue fighting and that they continue to believe that armed resistance is bearing fruit. The optics of this are problematic. You have the Obama administration saying that on Thursday it expects that senior U.S. officials are going to hold face-to-face talks with the Taliban. This unfolds 24 hours after four Americans get killed in a rocket attack, and the Taliban gleefully takes credit for this. The tension will probably be palpable, and we're not really seeing either side at this point talk about a ceasefire.
Well, and as you say, the Taliban had pledged not to launch attacks on other countries from Afghanistan. Presumably Pakistan comes to mind, but made it clear that they would still fight NATO and Afghan troops within Afghanistan, and they then, as you said, launched that attack. Where does this put us?
Well, I mean, it's had one pretty serious repercussion so far, and that is that the Karzai government today announced that it was suspending negotiations with the U.S. government over a bilateral security agreement. This agreement would become the framework to keep U.S. troops here past 2014, which the U.S. government says would be necessary to continue training and advising Afghan security forces and to try to keep what they see as momentum for the progress they've made here over the last decade.
Well, but as we see, again, four more Americans dead in Afghanistan when many thought that this conflict was near to over. You know, might Americans demand the full withdrawal in 2014?
I think the Afghan war hasn't really been on the forefront of public debate back home. But taken together, all these developments really don't bode well for the future of U.S. policy on Afghanistan.
Just one last quick question about the Taliban. Setting up this office in Qatar, which was supposed to just be a place to hold the talks, and as you write, they're sort of turning it into an embassy where they're going to greet other countries and hold meetings. Has this attempt to have talks inadvertently given the Taliban more power?
Well, there's definitely a concern that that they could use this office in a way that raises their profile and allows them to boost their legitimacy regionally. But I think it's clear the Taliban has broader ambitions. For example, some of the Taliban delegates that have been based in Doha recently traveled to Tehran for consultations with the Iranian government. So that does suggest that they see this hub as something that allows them to have a broader reach into the outer world and to start sort of positioning themselves for the post-2014 world.
That's the Washington Post's Ernesto Londano in Kabul, Afghanistan. Ernesto, thanks.
No problem.